Yo, what is going on, everyone? My name is Nick, or The Notorious Fantasy, and we have some humongous NFL breaking news today. There has been a lot of NFL breaking news today, but one of the biggest ones in relation to fantasy football for 2024, as well as just the league as a whole, is former New York Football Giants running back Saquon Barkley has signed a three-year $37.75 million deal with upside to $46.75 million with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, as someone that lives in New Jersey, as someone that has a lot of friends that are Giants fans, this came to a shock to most of them, right? This was a shock because there was all this talk about the Giants getting rid of Saquon, obviously. There was like a pretty much like a 0% chance that he was coming back. And, you know, Giants fans were like, okay, I get it. He wants his money and all. But I don't think anyone thought that he was going to the Eagles. I think most people thought he was going to go to the Texans with CJ Stroud. They're going to have this crazy offense, which they kind of already do have, but, you know, add to it with an elite running back. But now the Eagles bring in Saquon Barkley. Now the Eagles already lost Jason Kelce to retirement, and I do think that is going to be not necessarily a complete and utter unmitigated disaster, right, for the offensive line, but the center is the key piece in the offensive line. As a Dolphins fan, Connor Williams goes down at the end of last season, and then the offensive line that already wasn't great completely combusts, right? So I think that adding Saquon Barkley does make somewhat of sense, right? If your center isn't as good, the offensive line isn't as good, you want a running back that can break tackles, you want a running back that can do a lot with a little. And we've seen the Giants over the last couple of years not have the greatest of offensive lines. So I think this is great for Saquon Barkley in fantasy football. I think regardless of where he landed, the dream spot probably would have been Houston, but I'm not going to sit here and scoff at him being the lead back on the Eagles. Now, something that we might have to become accustomed to is kind of the Philadelphia Eagle way of, hey, even though Saquon Barkley got paid all this money, hey, even though Saquon Barkley is one of the best running backs in the NFL, there's probably still a pretty high likelihood that when push comes to shove in some games this season, that instead of Saquon Barkley getting into the end zone, you're going to see some other random running back that you've never heard of skipping and hopping his way into the end zone. Right, so I think Saquon Barkley is going to get vultured. He's also going to get vultured from Jalen Hurts, even if the tush push isn't as effective. I think they're still going to do it. So for the fantasy value of Saquon Barkley, I think he is pretty easily a first to second round pick. Now, drafts right now in best ball are going to be a lot more wide receiver heavy in the first round. We all know that even with drafts pointing to be more wide receiver heavy last season, in a lot of leagues, people are still very running back hungry, right? So even if you would feel more confident drafting Saquon Barkley in the second round, right, going for one of those top flight receivers early on, I think in a lot of leagues, Saquon Barkley is a household name. Everyone and their mother knows about Saquon Barkley, right? You could be playing in your family league, right? Your second cousin's mom, right? She knows who the fuck Saquon Barkley is, right? Everyone knows who Saquon Barkley is. So I think he's going to be either a first round pick or an early second round pick in fantasy football. I think he is going to be worth it. I think there are going to be some frustrating games, though. I don't think he's necessarily going to be the most consistent running back on earth because, again, there's a lot of opportunities to get vultured with the Philadelphia Eagles. But ultimately, I think this move does help the Eagles out a ton. They lose DeAndre Swift, obviously, who goes to the Chicago Bears. So now the Giants have a gaping hole at running back. Aaron Jones did just get released, so maybe they go with Aaron Jones, but if they weren't trying to play Saquon Barkley, I'm not too sure if they're going to be able to reach the demands of what Aaron Jones might command. So thank you guys all for watching today's video. Let me know down below in the comment section what you guys think about Saquon Barkley joining the Philadelphia Eagles. It's almost like turning his back on New York, New Jersey in a way. Now, again, I'm not saying that Saquon Barkley is like a bad guy for getting the money, right? Go ahead and get your bag. But I know Giants fans are going to be a lot of bit pissed, right? Very, very, very angry, and rightfully so, right? If the Dolphins got rid of, for instance, we had a star running back, right? And he went to the Bills, I would probably storm the Dolphins headquarters like it was January 6th. So thank you guys all so much for watching. I love you guys all so much. If you ended up enjoying, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button, hit that like button down below. I know I haven't been posting as much recently, but as we get closer to the draft, we're going to start ramping up things here. And if there are more news blurbs that are worthy of a whole video, I will make that. I already made a short today about Matt. I almost just said Matt Ryan going to the Falcons, which, you know, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan. I don't know why that went to my head, but Matt Ryan used to be on the Falcons. Kirk Cousins goes to the Falcons. I made a short talking about that. That might get its own video as well. Very interesting things happening in the NFL today, and I assume even more stuff's going to happen. So again, I love you guys. Thank you guys for all the support throughout last season. I want to be eating some W's, famous Jameis Winston style, in 2024. Good boy.